Hey, welcome to today's episode here on Anchor. Today, I just wanted to talk about news. And what I mean by that is news for a candidate when there is no news or there is supposedly no news. Now, often people are sitting waiting for feedback on their CV. Perhaps they've even had an interview. And it can be really difficult for a candidate to know what's really going on. It can be as difficult for the recruiter as well. And that's whether that's an internal recruiter or an external recruiter. But sometimes the hiring manager just hasn't got back to that recruiter, hasn't been able to be reached, hasn't made a decision. But having that, not having that knowledge and not knowing what that decision is or not knowing what the situation is actually useful information for the candidate. So when I mean there is no news, it's great to let a candidate know there is still no news. Because that's news to the candidate that knows that actually you're trying to do something and something's moving through the progress, through the process. Many times over the years, I've seen where things drop out and fall out because people just haven't kept in touch with the candidate. And a candidate will be really, you know, super grateful if you just get back to them and let them know that there's nothing going on. Now, there's a point in time where you may decide that actually, you're going to close this off. It's not worth following up. And that might be the candidate that makes that decision, who decides, look, I'm going to give this my own deadline. It may be that internal recruiter, or it may be that external recruiter that puts a little bit of pressure on the business to make a decision. Now, I think that's fair and reasonable enough. If the time has gone on to a certain length, and that depends if it's perhaps a contract role or a permanent position, but there's a certain period of time where, you know, if they're not getting back to you, they're just probably not interested. There may be some other reason why. There may be other interviews going on. There may be some delays. The person could be on holiday. There may be sickness. There's a million other reasons. But if it goes on and on and on, maybe, you know, there's a reason for that and they're not looking to move it forward. So that's time to close it off. So the best thing to do, especially if you're a recruiter and if you're a candidate, you want to make sure you have open communication throughout the whole process and just keep in touch, even if it's every week, every few days, depending on the job and the role, and just making sure that you're touching base with the candidate and letting them know if you've heard or not. And if there's no news, the best thing to do is at a certain time is agree both together and close it off and put your energy into other positions. Love to hear what you think. If you have any experience of this, if you listen to this on iTunes, jump over to anchor.fm/David Lawrence. Love to speak to you on the show.